بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد Respected and honorable علماء كرام حفاظ كرام elders and friends in Islam Firstly let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Any action done other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that action will be taken and thrown into the fire of Jahannam. The most important thing, my beloved friends, is we take out a few seconds before we do any action, no matter how big, no matter how small that action may be. Speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the depth of our hearts and make an intention, O Allah, I am doing this action solely for your pleasure. Following your command, practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By doing this, bringing that intention into our lives, slowly but surely Allah Ta'ala will put that sincerity in our hearts that anything and everything we do will be done only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also let us make this intention that we are sitting here to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, the person that goes out and learns one ayah of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person the reward of performing 100 rakats of nafal salah. And that person who goes out and learns one chapter of deen, even if he doesn't practice on it at that particular moment, merely learning a chapter of deen, the person will get the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah. Therefore, whenever we sit and learn any aspect of deen, any talk that is given, make this intention in our hearts. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us this reward if we make the intention. If we do not make the intention, remember the golden rule, no intention, no reward. Respected and honorable friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us for a very, very short while in this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained that the average age of my ummah is between 60 to 70 years. Now the 60 to 70 years, my beloved friends, compare that to the time that we need to spend in the grave and the day of Qiyamah. People have passed away in the past, some thousands of years ago. They are still in the grave. They are still going through the alam-e barzakh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained that the trumpet will be blown twice. On the first time the trumpet will be blown, everything will be destroyed on this earth. And when it is blown the second time, everything will come back to life again. And the period between the two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is 40 years. Now, if a person, the last person has to pass away at that particular time, so his minimum period he is going to spend in the grave is 40 years. Ulama ikram explain that it refers to 40 years of the Akhirah. Now what is the difference between 40 years of the Akhirah and 40 years of this world? The Quran al-Kareem mentions, أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ, that one day in the Akhirah equals 1,000 years of this world. So you can do the maths, 40 years, times how many days? Times 1,000 years. So the minimum period we are going to spend in the grave, we can do the calculation and see. Now compare your 60 to 70 years to the time that we are going to spend in that grave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us that the grave can either be a garden from the gardens of Jannah or it can be a pit from the pit of Jahannam. The choice is ours. We need to decide what we want it to be. Further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains how a person loves his life, that is how death comes to that person. And how a person passes away, that is how you'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah. So we need to sit back and ask ourselves that what are we giving preference to? The comforts and luxuries of this world? Or are we now diligently going to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring alive the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives? Remember, each and every one of us came all alone from the wombs of our mothers. And each and every one of us will have to eventually go into the womb of the earth all alone. The same family that we are sacrificing for their comforts and their luxuries of this world, we are sacrificing from morning to night, that same family at the time of death are going to take us, put us in their grave, and they are going to leave us there all alone. Nobody is going to come with us to help us. So my beloved friends, we need to understand and bring the reality of death into our lives. We know we are going to die. All of us know we are going to die. And it could happen at any given time. Today, tomorrow, next week, next month, whenever our name is written. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in one hadith, a person is preparing and making plans for today and tomorrow and next month and next year, and he's walking in the marketplace planning the future, whereas the angel of death is holding his name in his hand waiting for that moment to go take his life. So we need to start preparing for that everlasting life of the after. So now the grave, minimum 40 years. The day of Qiyamah, my beloved friends, the Quran Kareem mentions 50,000 years. 50,000 years. Now compare the 60 to 70 years. Are we giving preference to the life of this world, which we know is temporary, and giving up the pleasures of the hereafter because we are not ready to sacrifice and dedicate our lives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So let us take this message home and think about it. At the end of the day, each person is going to sleep in his own grave. So it is your choice what you decide what you want to do. Allah Ta'ala has given you the choice. The second part, my beloved friends, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That on the day of Qiyamah, your children and your wealth will be of absolutely no benefit to you, except that person who comes with a purified heart. Now this body, respected friends, there's two parts to it. One is the physical body, and one is the soul, the ruh, that Allah Ta'ala has placed in this body. The two of them need each other. If the ruh is taken out, the body is dead. We call it a janazah, we call it a body. So the two of them need each other. At the time of death, the body returns to where it came from, and that is the earth. The soul and this ruh goes back to where it came from, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the saying goes in English, you love once, enjoy life. The reality, my beloved friends, you die once, you live forever. Because death is a transition from this world to the next world. And you will only experience death once in your life. So my beloved friends, Allah Ta'ala is telling us that only those people will be made to enter into Jannah who comes with a purified and a cleansed heart. I am not Sayyid, my beloved friends. Allah Ta'ala is saying so. Whether you make an effort to purify your heart or not, that is your decision. Like this physical body, it needs nourishment, it needs food, it needs drink to survive, to stay healthy. Similarly, the soul of ours also needs nourishment. It also needs food. It also gets sick. It needs medication. And unfortunately, the comforts of this body is found on this earth, where it came from. The nourishment of the body comes from the earth where it came from. The medication of the body comes from the earth where it came from. The nourishment of the ruh can never be attained from the life of this world. It didn't come from the earth. So the nourishment of this ruh needs to come from where it came from, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the nourishment of this ruh? It is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a broader sense. Comprises of your salah, Quran recitation, dhikr, all good deeds, all good actions is nourishment and ruh for this, nourishment for this ruh and soul of ours. And when it gets sick, which we term as spiritual illnesses and diseases. Again, my beloved friends, when a person gets physically ill, at the time of death, that sickness goes with that body into the ground and disappears. And the sicknesses that are attached to this ruh at the time of death, it goes with that ruh into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the sicknesses of this ruh of ours? You got pride, arrogance, jealousy, hatred, enmity, the list goes on. Understand, when Allah Ta'ala had sent this ruh into this body, whilst we were in the wombs of our mothers, after we were born, if somebody loves a child, what do we say? This child is ma'asum, it is pure, it is clean. It is sinless. That child has got no arrogance, it's got no pride, it's got no jealousy, hatred, absolutely nothing. That is the condition this ruh came into this body. We love our lives. At the time of death, when this ruh, we send it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in what condition are we sending it back? Remember and keep in mind, there is no place in Jannah for hatred and enmity and jealousy and pride and arrogance. Remember, shaitan worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years. Not 1,000, for thousands of years. He was living in Jannah. And when he was given the command to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, when he refused, what did he say? Ana khayrun min, I am better than him. And by saying he is better than Adam alayhi salam, not following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was cursed and taken out of Jannah. And he will never be able to enter into Jannah with that pride and arrogance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, a person with an atom but of pride. We know the size of an atom, my beloved friends. That amount of pride, forget entering into Jannah, the person will not even get the fragrance of Jannah. And the fragrance of Jannah can be smelled a journey of 500 years away from Jannah. Until that person is put into that fire, and that pride and arrogance is burnt and cleansed. Once the person attains qalb salim, once that person attains a purified heart, then he will be made to enter into Jannah. So now we have a choice. We can make the effort to cleanse and purify this heart and soul of ours in this world, or the cleansing process the day in the Akhirah is the fire of Jahannam. I'm not here to scare anybody, my beloved friends. I'm here to make you understand the reality that we are facing. to know that tomorrow you can stand up in the court of Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala is going to ask you, why didn't you make an effort to cleanse your heart? I never knew. Now you know. There's no excuse anymore. We need to connect ourselves to the mashayikh, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we connect to them, they are the specialist. You get normal GPs and you get specialists. So a person that has a brain tumor is not going to go to a vet, or a person is not going to go to a gynecologist. He needs to go to the specialist that deals with that particular problem. Similarly, my beloved friends, we need to go and sit in the company of the mashayikh that are specialists in this field. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran al-Kareem mentions that the job of Nubuwa was four. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلْ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. To recite the Quran al-Kareem. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. The job of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to cleanse and purify the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajmain. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And to teach them the Quran al-Kareem and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is part of deen. We need to connect ourselves to the mashayikh through bay'ah. And bay'ah is something that was practiced in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is something that comes in the Quran al-Kareem. So it's not from somebody's back pocket. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ. Those that had taken the bay'ah on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says the reality is they have taken the bay'ah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing we need to do. The second thing, my beloved friends, is to change our lives and to bring sunnah into our lives. The Quran al-Kareem mentions that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you claim you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you want this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Nabi of Allah, tell them, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow my way of life. Follow the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the heart rusts like how iron rusts through sin and evil. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum inquired from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, how do we cleanse this heart from this rust of sin and evil? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things. Recitation of the Quran al-Kareem, and the second is remembrance of death. When we think of death on a daily basis, that if today I have to pass away, how am I going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter? Is my affairs in order? Is that grave of mine going to be a garden, or is it going to be a pit from the pit of Jahannam? By thinking of death, slowly but surely Allah ta'ala will change our focus from this life into the next one, so that we can start preparing. The next thing, my beloved friend, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that everything has a polish, and the polish of the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran al-Kareem many places, and Allah ta'ala has used the word, commanded us to make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, and not only make the dhikr, Allah ta'ala has used the word dhikran kathira, excessive dhikr of Allah ta'ala. So 24 hours of the day, how much is excessive? If you are sleeping 6 or 8 hours, the balance of the time, how much of dhikr am I making? Now what dhikr should we be making? The first thing, my beloved friends, the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. Minimum 200 times daily. Whether it's 100 in the morning, 100 in the evening, or whether it's 200 in the morning, but minimum 200 times. It takes a person between 3 to 4 minutes to recite 100 times La ilaha illallah. Now why La ilaha illallah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the person that recites La ilaha illallah, it strengthens his iman. And this is what we need to do, to strengthen this iman, to take us from this life into the next. Because at the time of death, Shaitan comes with his army to snatch a person's iman away. If you fall for the trap of Shaitan at that particular time, Allah Ta'ala forbid, if any person has to pass away without iman, that person is doomed to the fire of Jahannam forever and ever and ever. So my beloved friends, recitation of La ilaha illallah 200 times. The second dhikr is istighfar, seeking forgiveness for our sins and evils. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, every child of Adam is a sinner. And the best of sinners are those who make sincere tawbah unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what istighfar should we be reciting? Short, simple istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. It will take us between 1 to 2 minutes to recite 100 times. You can decide how much you want to recite. 100, 200, my suggestion is 500. 100 in each salah. Make your intention, O Allah, with this istighfar, forgive my major and minor sins. And make a firm intention in the depth of our hearts that I'm going to make all effort to stay away from sin and evil. And if we do commit a sin and evil, O Allah, you forgive me. Immediately we turn to Allah Ta'ala and seek forgiveness. And the third thing, respected friends, time is up already, is durood and salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now durood and salawat is such an action that is loved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem that himself and the angels send durood and salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of durood should we be reciting? The sky is the limit. Our minimum target should be 1,000 durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis. Now a person will say, I'm not even reciting 10, 20, 50, 100 every day. How am I going to recite 1,000? Read a short, simple durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It takes a person between 2 to 3 minutes to recite 100 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one. Number two, if we break it up, 100 before salah, 100 after salah. If we forget before salah, set 5 minutes extra after salah and recite 200 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 5 salah, already 1,000 for the day is done. Now why 1,000? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the person that recites 1,000 durood on me on a daily basis will not leave this world until he sees his abode in Jannah. So this is a guarantee the person is going to die with iman, and a guarantee the person is going into Jannah. And when a person sees that dream, he know now my end is close. So he gets his affairs in order and he leaves this world sorting all his problems out. So my beloved friends, are we ready to change our lives? Are we ready to bring these few actions into our lives? Make a firm intention from the depth of our hearts that from today till the day I leave this world, every single day I'm going to fulfill these few a'mal. This is just the start. Once we get the taste of it, then naturally our heart will desire to increase. So my beloved friends, do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Do it to save yourself from the punishment of the Akhirah. Because Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O people of Iman, save yourselves, and then after Allah Ta'ala says, save your families from the fire of Jahannam. All of us are going to try, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept and make it easy for all of us. Inshallah, tomorrow from Asr to Isha, Masjid Mahmoudiyah, I believe is not very far from here, Clare Estate, there will be an Islahi Ijtima that will be taking place. More will be discussed in relation to this aspect. How we can change our lives, how we can bring the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into our lives, and how we can connect ourselves to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Please accept us as a personal invite on behalf of Khanqah Sheikh Zakaria from Lanesia. For each person, come yourselves, invite others as well. Sit in the company of the pious. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will change our hearts and Allah Ta'ala will change our situation, inshallah. Jazakumullah. Maaf, I took a few minutes extra. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, bihamdihi.